The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What are the odds Hinch moves Springer down the lineup? That's the problem. Who do you put up there? You're kind of committed to this guy at this point.
What about Bregman 1, Altuve 2, Gurriel 3?
Maybe. Springer's not a traditional leadoff guy either.
They don't have a traditional leadoff guy. The closest thing they have is Altuve, and he's too good to hit leadoff. You'd have to do something, though, to fix what's going on with George Springer. He's just pushing so hard. He feels like he's got to be the guy to get something going, and he's just not right now. You know what I'll say we've got in the NFL for the first time in kind of a long time? Parity. We're now in week 7 of the NFL. I have no idea who I would put my money on to win the Super Bowl.
If you were going to ask me who the best team right now is, I'd say the Eagles. If you ask me who I think is most likely to win the Super Bowl, I don't know that I picked them.
If you'd asked me 2 weeks ago, I'd say, oh, Denver's one of the best teams. Now, I don't know if Denver's any good. I'm in a weird spot where I'm not sure who's really good and who's not really good.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number 3. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a 0, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we welcome in our listeners on SportsMap 94.1.
Hello, SportsMap.
That's right. Welcome to the show. If you missed any of the great stuff the first 2 hours, which is some of what you heard, and just some general nonsense, pretty fun show today. All available at podcastarena.com, so you can go back and check it out. And I'd like somebody to text the show who is listening on 94.1 who didn't listen before because they just didn't listen. But they heard us on 94.1.
Hey, they're listen. Now in?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're now blitzers, and they're ready to rock and roll.
That'd be nice.
All right.
Can we throw out one more discussion on the Astros, or are you ready to move on from Astros?
No, we got an Astros game tonight. We need to look at the NFL lines, too, and we got Beth coming up here at 9:15. So,
6:15,
excuse me.
I don't have that kind of time to stick around here tonight.
I'm sorry. I'm lysdexic.
Oh, okay. You're on
I'm looking at some odds, and the number on the game was 9:15. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Freddie Coleman, I did his show last night after the game, and he asked me about what A.J. Hinch said about this game being game two being a must win. I think he's absolutely right. If the Astros lose with Keuchel and Verlander on the mound, the series is over.
Well, and I threw this stat out in the first hour, 11 times out of 54 when you go down 0-2, that's how many times you win the series. And frankly, I think this is worse than 0-2 because you've lost with Keuchel and Verlander. And to me, this is like 0-2 and a half.
Yeah.
And I think they'll be better at home, but I don't think that any way that they win the series if they lose this game tonight. So I'm with them.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely a must win. They've got to get something done. And I don't think there's a really feasible way for them to win the series without this one.
Agreed.
Mostly because for the rest of the series, you're not going to have a pitching advantage. I think the Dodgers are throwing a better pitcher or at least an equal pitcher every other game in this series.
Yeah. Theoretically, your bats are better at home, but that's not going to overcome. You're not going to win all 3 games at home.
You're not.
To me, I think what you need to do is win this game, then win 2 or 3 at home, and then you got to steal another one in L.A.
Yep.
If you're going to win the series. I think that's your path to the title.
Which would presumably be the other Verlander start.
Right, right. Speaking of which, I think you spoke incorrectly in the first hour.
What did I say?
You said that Kate Upton was worth a lot more than Justin Verlander.
Is she not?
He makes more in a season than her net worth.
No joke.
Yeah. She's
These models are underpaid.
Well, apparently she earned $5 million in 2013, $7 million in 2014. Her net worth is about $20 million.
But I think she's
like famous for, I mean, she's more famous than her net worth. How's that?
I guess so, but like, there's a pretty big drop off then because she.
Well, Giselle's like one of the top in the world. That's
right.
The thing.
Well, she's a supermodel.
Right.
And there's a difference between models and supermodels, I suppose.
Well, yeah, because she's like a...
Yeah, it says here, world's highest paid model. This was from 2015.
Okay.
World's highest paid models, number 17, is Kate Upton.
Okay, so she's not even in the top 10.
Not even in the top 10. So maybe I did speak incorrectly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that.
You've been corrected.
Thank you. Who corrected me?
Let's see, somebody on Twitter and then a couple people on the text line.
She is more famous,
though. Blade on...
Oh, she's way more famous than him.
Yeah.
She might not be richer than him, but she's...
She's got more. I'm sure she has more Twitter followers.
Not even close, but, I would imagine.
Blade, also known as Trolling for Politics.
Okay.
So, and then a couple people on the text line as well.
Yeah, Kate has 2.35 million. Justin has 1.62.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's closer than it's closer than I would have expected.
Yeah.
But anytime you're on social media, if you've got big boobs, people will follow you. Like, that's a... There's people on Instagram, like, I don't know. I've still yet to figure out how to get Instagram followers without boobs.
Yeah, I don't do Instagram, so.
Like, I can get a Twitter following because I can, you know, I make a good joke every now and again. Instagram, I can't. I've got like 1,000 followers on Instagram because I'm not attractive. Like,
But if you put pictures of attractive girls, like if I let.
But then why would someone follow my Instagram page for that when they could just follow the attractive girls page?
Because you're randomly pulling them. Real quick, somebody asked, what's the website address for Sports Map? I know it's a stupid question, but I could not find it. It's not a stupid question. Houston.sportsmap.com. And also sportsmap.com will get you there. So
I've been going through these. Of course, it's like a slideshow, and it's there's multiple pictures of each model. So you have to go through like 3 slides to get to the next chick. Which is a giant pain in the ass, because I'm trying to figure out who, like, what the difference is between what Kate Upton makes versus like the top 2 or 3, and it's taken me forever.
Well, so. Giselle is like sick. Hey, yeah, you want to go over some of these NFL lines?
Let's do it
very quickly. Vikings -9.5 at Browns.
Too many points. I'll take Browns.
Yeah, I'm not giving.
Case Keenum shouldn't be giving up that many points.
Saints -9 at Bears.
No,
Bears at Saints, excuse me.
Yeah, Bears at Saints.
I love the Saints here.
I kind of do,
too. I absolutely love them to cover 9.
I was talking about this in the whatever you call it, the bullpen or whatever, before the show. You know how many times in the history of the NFL a team has completed less than 5 passes and won?
I remember that the Texans did it once against the Steelers.
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
Because I thought David Carr was like 3 of 13 in that game or something.
I don't think so. Now, this may be wrong. I maybe have fake news here.
I'm going to look that up on the break because I'm pretty sure they only completed 3 passes when they beat the Steelers.
Okay. The stat that I saw was it's happened 3 times ever.
Okay.
And the 3 quarterbacks that did it were Mitch Trubisky, Chris Wanky, and Tim Tebow.
Well, that one makes sense.
And what they had in common, John Fox was the head coach on all 3 teams.
Interesting. Interesting. Falcons 4.5 at Jets.
I love the Falcons here. Falcons are better than what their record says. I don't think.
Are they? Are they really?
I think they are.
I don't.
I think the Jets aren't as good as what their record says.
That I agree with, but the Falcons could very easily be 1-6. I have no faith in them whatsoever.
Okay. Oh, by the way, Giselle, $44 million a year.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Bucks -2 against the Panthers at home.
Give me Bucks.
I don't like either one of those.
Bucks at home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eagles -12.5 against the 49ers.
I want to go back to what I've been doing and just bet the 49ers.
Yeah, I do
so
too.
Many points.
I do too.
The Eagles are just so much better than them.
But you know what? Coming off a Monday night game, the 49ers aren't as bad as they showed last week.
That's at Philly?
It's at Philly.
No play, but I would lean Niners.
Bills -2.5 against the Raiders.
I don't know why the Bills are favored against the Raiders.
The Bills have been pretty damn good.
They have been, but I'll take Derek Carr in 2.5 points.
No, I'll go the other way. I'll take the Bills at home inside of 3.
Okay.
Bengals -11 against the Colts.
Why are the Bengals 11-point favorites? Bengals the Colts are 2-5. The Bengals are 2-4.
Yeah, the Bengals should not be 11-point favorites against anybody.
That's absurd.
Patriots -7.5 against Chargers.
God. God, doesn't that seem like just like
it seems like begging you to take the Patriots? Yeah, and I probably would.
I
probably would.
I'll have to look at it more. My thought would be the Patriots, but it just seems too simple.
Seahawks -5.5 against the Texans.
I kind of like the Seahawks.
I kind of like the Texans to cover 5.5. I think it's a close game. Seahawks win. Although I could see the Seahawks blowing them out too, so I wouldn't play it. Cowboys -2 at Washington.
Give me Dallas.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
You like that?
Steelers -3 at Lion.
I think Steelers.
I think the Steelers are kind of getting it together.
I think they are too. But the Lions aren't as bad as...
No, the Lions are pretty good, actually. They're just not winning games.
Right.
Chiefs -7 against the Broncos.
I think I got to go with the Chiefs. I mean, coming off two straight losses, I don't like giving up a touchdown. And, but
the Broncos are
collapsing, and they don't have quarterback,
and they were terrible last week. So, all right, that's a quick look.
A quick look at the National Football League. Mm. Guess what, Fred? Unfortunately, I've got some bad news. I've got some good news and some bad news.
There's news.
This is about the Houston Rockets.
Okay.
The good news is Rockets are back in action on Monday night, and they're going to be here hosting the 76ers, and 76ers are a fun team. They're going to be a fun watch. Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid. I mean, this is a good team. At least a talented team. They're an Eastern Conference team, so I won't go good, but they're talented. The bad news is, and maybe this is good news in the long run, Rockets are not going to go 82-0 this year. They had their first loss of the season to the Grizzlies, but I think they're going to come back with a vengeance Monday night against the Philadelphia 76ers. It's a mix-and-match Monday ticket promotion presented by Mountain Dew. You purchase one all-inclusive ticket for as low as $25, and you receive one free beer, water, or soda, one free popcorn, hot dog, or nachos, and one free T-shirt, koozie, or Rockets poster. The first 5,000 fans in attendance will also receive a Rockets schedule magnet presented by Mountain Dew. Go to Rockets.com, get your tickets today, and let's run as one with the Rockets. Chris Paul will be back eventually, but until he is, James Harden will shoulder the load. And like I said, you're also going to get to see some of the finest young talent in the league with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, and if he's healthy, Markelle Fultz. Be a good time up at Toyota Center. Go to Rockets.com for your tickets today. That's Rockets.com for tickets. Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we're back. And I was, in
we
fact,
are back.
I was, in fact, right that David Carr completed three passes in that game against the Steelers, but it was in 2002, and the thing did 2006, so they could use John Fox.
Yeah, so I was wrong about the history of the NFL. It's just since 2006, and like you said, that's why they left that off,
yeah.
Because then it makes it for a funny little stat.
It's amazing the ridiculous crap that I remember.
That
like,
is pretty
like
good.
Neil Lomax, like that game.
That was really impressive, I got to say.
Well,
gotta see.
I'll tell you what's impressive. Beth's here and she's not wearing purple.
I've never seen it. I don't know what to
I don't
think.
Either. I'm not...
Okay, well, let's be fair. My earphones are definitely purple.
Yeah, and they really don't match your shirt.
And they really don't match my shirt.
Yeah, purple's not going well with red.
No, but I had to do my
Astro
shirt. You're
Astroing it out.
Right. This is one of, I forget if it's a practice jersey or a jersey from a real game or something, but some hot baseball player wore this. And I'm telling you, that very thought has just makes me feel good all over.
He wore that exact one, huh?
Yeah. See? You can tell the stitching in the back. It's got somebody's name torn off.
Who was number 53 for the Astros, Fred?
Wasn't it Darryl Kyle before he died?
But
if I pulled that one out,
that would be impressive.
Yeah, that would be totally impressive.
Because then you're wearing dead man's clothing.
Yeah. Man.
Okay, but...
I'm going to check.
He was alive when he was wearing this. It's not like he was wearing this when he died.
53 is Ken Giles.
Yeah, it's Ken Giles now.
Oh, good. Is he hot?
I'll pull him up.
Oh, Kyle was 57. I just missed it.
Nice try.
That's all right. I was on a roll, but all good things end. Especially since...
That's Ken Giles. What do you think?
Okay, well, he's a hot baseball player. I mean,
he's
a baseball player. Which makes him hot,
okay.
Right? Because, I like baseball players.
That's not like soccer player. Soccer players are automatically hot.
Yeah, they really are.
Here's my
really
thing,
hot.
As a woman... Yeah. Would you want a man whose shirt you could fit into?
Okay, well, so this is the thing
for a woman.
Because
it's not like it's way oversized either on you. I mean, it's...
Thanks, dude.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Are you
there.
Just saying how bulky I am? Wait
no,
a minute.
You're obviously not bulky.
I'm still
I'm
a woman. I'm talking
more about the man, not you.
Okay, well, so let me tell you, though. Because a lot of women like to wear their guy's clothing, right? Doesn't your wife or your previous girlfriends? They like to do. So we like it because it... When it's big on us, it makes us feel a little bit smaller sometimes. It makes us feel like we're wearing them close. It's like we can feel them. It's like intimate and it's kind of sexy because all day long, I kind of want to just wear this jersey without my pants just because that's like a kind of sexy look, right? A guy's shirt and just, you know, your own underwear and you're walking around just ready for anything, right?
Fair enough.
And so... That was kind of my point. I'm thinking about this as I'm getting ready for Halloween. And I'm talking to all these women, and some of them are going all out. And boy, they're dressing up for Halloween, which is awesome, right? Because, you know, women like to get sexy on Halloween.
That's what Halloween's for.
Right. It's a great excuse. So why do you think they get sexy looking on, like that they dress
because
up sexy?
Because it's the one day that they're allowed to slut it up and not be judged for it.
That's exactly true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you dress slutty on a random Tuesday, everybody's like, oh, she's a slut.
I know, I totally want to get rid of that whole idea.
Yeah,
but, so
I wish
not
women could just
it.
Wear bra and panties every day.
I think that would be cool. But
yeah, we agree on something finally.
I know. I totally do. I tell people they have to embrace their sexy. And,
yes.
And there's a problem. But then
if you put animal ears on with a bra and panties, it's a costume for Halloween.
Yes, right? Yeah. It looks good. Okay, so how many people, though, think that they then want to just go home? They're wearing all this sexy stuff, and you think they want to just go home and crawl into bed by themselves
and do
nothing?
No, they want to go home and eat candy.
Oh, well, okay.
And watch scary movies.
So if they want to eat candy, look what I brought.
Oh, no.
I brought a little bit of spread it on, lick it off, arousal gel.
It's
banana flavored.
It's called... Richard Alicious.
That's it. Right.
Interesting.
Yes. Pickalicious, if you will. Mm. And
And you're into that, huh?
The banana, the gel, or
all of the above. You like all of those?
Well, I used to be a lawyer, so oral skills are very important.
My wife is so anti-banana.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, she does not like bananas. I love banana pudding. She won't make it.
Oh, I love banana. Oh, I make the best banana pudding, actually.
I like banana pudding.
I love it, too.
Can't get it. Because she hates bananas.
No. My son became allergic to bananas, but anyway.
What a horrible thing. I like bananas.
But anyway, so
but
bananas
I would not
and
eat
all
that.
Of this. Well, it would be hard. You'd have to bend over in like a U-shape to get this on yourself
I'm not that flexible.
But it's a special cream that you could put on, and it just makes it fun to lick off and stuff. So
put some on, Fred.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
This is the best. best version of Fred. His cheeks are so red.
He's like
the cutest little teenage boy. I love it.
We talked a little bit about something yesterday because I found an article about ways to make yourself last longer if you're a man.
Oh, uh-huh.
And one of the recommended techniques is when you self-pleasure.
Yes.
To use a technique called edging. Do you know much about this?
Are you just pulling that out, or did you hear about my show this weekend?
Don't pull it out, please. Please.
I didn't hear about your show this weekend, but that was...
That's so funny. So I had this radio guru, right? Michael Harrison, right? Who is like the godfather of talk radio. He's huge. He literally comes on my show on Saturday night on Love and Laughter with Beth. He describes for the listeners what edging is. Is that my kind of guy?
What did he do on your show?
He described edging.
Before he described it.
What is he... What's his... what does he think about edging?
Touche, Fred. I had to like rewind in my brain. I'm just staring blankly at him.
That was a grenade joke.
Thank you, Fred. I'm glad you listened. Sometimes I think your cheeks turn red and you turn just tune me out. So I'm glad you're...
What were his thoughts on edging?
You're half right.
Yeah. He explained how it just gets guy up there and comes down and stuff. And I just said that was exactly right. But it doesn't only have to be just for a guy. Right?
I think it's the dumbest thing in the world.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
why?
I'm kind of with him. I agree.
Because masturbation is like such a it's such a thing that we do that we're humiliated about. Men are.
Really? You are?
It's so vile and gross. But we're creatures that have to get the poison out.
I thought y'all were okay with it, and I thought women were the ones that were ashamed by doing that.
No, it's a shameful act either way.
Yeah. Oh, I did not know that.
We don't want it to be like a big scene. Like, the whole point of it is, like, you know, I don't know what you do what ladies do. I don't know if you guys like candles and, you know.
Yes, sometimes.
Yeah.
Anything.
Guys like to get it going and be done with it as soon as possible and go back to life.
Really?
Yes. Fred and I discussed this yesterday. That's how we both feel.
Yeah. Okay.
But any kind of like, oh, I'm going to get real close and then stop and then wait a little while and start. No way.
No, it's like, I got TV to watch.
You want this thing to get over
with. Oh, my gosh. Y'all are so
funny. This is a necessity, not a... This isn't like an...
I'm going to do this and get back to my beer.
Okay, but I'm telling you, if you guys would try the Anaris Prostate Massager, I'm telling you, you would have the biggest O ever.
Beth, give up the prostate thing. It's never happening.
Never. No,
it's
never.
It's never,
say never
happening. No, I'm saying never to your face right now.
I know, and I don't believe you.
It is never happening. Uh-uh. You try to bring that thing anywhere near me, I'm going to consider it an assault, and I'm going to shoot you.
Ooh,
with
you're
a
not,
gun.
You're not going to hit me?
No.
Ooh.
No. I'm going to consider it. I'm going to consider it self-defense.
He'll flog you.
Yes, please.
He's going to flog you so hard. Baby.
It is never happening. Uh-huh. So you can just drop that and move on to some other ridiculous thing.
You know,
that won't
I love a challenge, Fred.
I have a malfunction.
This isn't a challenge. This isn't a challenge. This is a not. Effing happening.
You telling me never, that is a challenge.
You can take
that
as a challenge all you want.
That is a total challenge.
It ain't happening.
Oh, yeah.
Because I ultimately control that.
Uh-huh.
I control what goes in my butt, okay?
Really?
That ain't happening.
Well, just, stay away from, Phil Cosby or anybody else like that.
Well, are you saying you're going to drug me now?
Hey, you do that often enough yourself. I don't think I would have to be the one to do that.
I don't get that messed up.
I'm pretty sure you would.
Well,
I'm pretty sure. Anyway, a challenge? Challenge accepted?
It's not a challenge.
Yeah, it's a total challenge.
It's not a challenge.
I have a malfunctioning prostate, so mine, I tried it. It didn't work.
No way. Yep. You did not try it.
Yeah, I did. Didn't work.
Wait. I tend to believe you. Are you really?
Yeah, I tried it. It didn't work for me.
Okay.
It's not like it's not a fail-proof thing, right? It's like some people...
No, pretty much if you try it a couple of times, it is.
Oh, a couple times now. I've got to try it.
No, some people say that they get it the first time. Some people do.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I literally had a guy in this weekend who his girlfriend was with him, and she was like, I can't believe he did this. And he turned to her and he said, Beth kept recommending it, so I figured I'd try it. And now she's like, yep, he's addicted. At least once every weekend he's using it.
Which, by the way,
time.
That's the worst thing I can think of is to be addicted to that.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have...
Who needs that? Like, I mean, you gotta be...
Because it's healthier.
You gotta travel with it. I mean, my goodness.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I don't mean it to that problematic an extent, but come on, guys. You guys make it so hard for me, I tell you.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, but...
You have plenty of willing targets out there. Quit trying to...
You're trying to convert us.
Yeah, quit trying to force your evil upon us.
Fred and I are good altar boys.
And I'm the
boys.
Submissive. Why would I ever force you? No.
Fred and I are
you
good little altar boys.
You just said challenge accepted.
Oh, yeah.
Challenge accepted.
I did.
You're trying to force something on me that I'd want no part of.
I know, but you're going to want it.
No, I'm not. Uh-huh. I'm not. You know what? There's a lot of things I can tell you I don't want.
I know.
I don't want anyone to take a razor and start, cutting up my penis.
Well, that's good.
I don't want that thing that you're talking about.
Uh-huh. I know.
And I don't want to eat a pile of poo. Okay?
Well, those are good things, but
those aren't happening.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just going to ignore him like a three-year-old. Okay, but let's talk about, but the reason for edging or something, so I understand, so men don't want to do, which we really should talk about because nobody should be embarrassed by masturbating. It's just silly.
I'm not embarrassed. Really, I just want to get back to my beer.
Pleasure. Okay, well, that's fine. If you just want a quickie with yourself, that's totally okay. But the reason, sometimes doing things differently for guys makes a big difference. So there are a lot of men who have no trouble orgasming when they're by themselves, but then when they get with a partner, they then have trouble. So sometimes I tell them, when you're by yourself and
you're
solo
pleasuring.
You're
talking about women, right?
Well, yeah, with women or...
Men never have trouble when they're with someone else.
No. Men do. Yes, men do. Oh, no. I promise
you.
You
never heard of Whiskey Richard?
No. It's not just whiskey. It's not failing to get it erect. It is a failure to be able to climax.
Oh, that's absurd to me.
No. Because what happens is that they're...
My problem is trying to not climax so quickly.
Well, that...
That's how I found the article.
Oh, and that, yeah. There you go. Well, then that's a very good way to do it.
Vagina is just so wonderful. It makes me, I can't.
That's so lovely that you love them so much.
I'm very romantic. It's a romantic thing.
I am silly. I tell guys, like, if it's too fast and stuff, I just take it as a compliment.
It should be.
That they just figure, okay, you're enjoying it.
You've done a good job.
Yeah, and as long as you don't finish, you know, as long as everything doesn't stop just because you finished and you still take care of her.
Oh, no, I fall asleep as soon as that happens.
Oh, well, that you might need to work on.
I always take care of my wife first because I already know what's going to happen.
There you go.
I already know what's going to happen. And it's because as soon as I finish, I just want to go to sleep.
But that's perfect. As long as, everybody's happy.
Oh, yes, I'm a generous lover.
That's a very, very...
A very generous lover.
I'm so proud of you.
Jung was telling me about the new kind of porno he's been watching called stuck porn. Do you know anything about this?
What?
Stuck porn.
No. What's stuck porn?
It's like...
I know I'm being set up here, right?
No, this is a real thing.
Okay.
And Jung is very into it, apparently. And that's okay. Everybody's into different stuff, right? You don't judge.
No.
But the porno...
As long as
that,
it's consensual.
The porno that Jung has been watching is called stuck porn, where like a woman dropped her wedding ring in the garbage disposal of her sink. So she reaches down to get it, and her arm gets stuck.
Oh, and then...
And she calls a repairman, and the repairman's supposed to come help her out, but instead...
He helps her out. He helps her in.
He takes it.
Yes.
Oh. Or, like, maybe something heavy's falling down on a woman, and a guy walks by and is like, oh, I'll help you, but first...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a whole arena called consensual non-consent. Mm-hmm. So, hopefully...
Jung's very into that.
Yeah, well, hopefully these women actually give consent. It's not just... Absolutely.
Oh, no, they always...
They want it. They get aroused.
I think in real life...
Right. Like, no, this
because
is not reality.
It's a movie, just like it's not really stepbrother, stepsister
right.
in the movie. Right. But I don't think these women object in real life, but in the movies, at least what John was telling me, they're saying, no, don't do this. My husband's coming home.
Oh, yeah.
And the plumber's like, no, we're doing this.
Oh, I love that John is into this. Yes. Oh, yeah. Right. That's just another form of kink, right?
Okay. That's normal, you would say.
I don't know what's... Frankly, I don't know what's normal.
Good for you, John.
Everybody gets turned on differently.
You're okay, John, with this.
I like that kind of...
I didn't hear about it before this weekend, but John explained it in great detail.
Yeah, I didn't know it was kind of called stuck, but I kind of like that. Consensual non-consent. So women, actually, it's funny. It's a big deal, and it's an issue. The percentage of women that actually fantasize about being somehow forced into sexual acts is huge. Our fantasy. It's huge. But what they realize, we don't fantasize about some really awful, realistic, violent rape scene. What we fantasize about is that somebody just wants us so much and they're appealing and yet we are fighting our feelings for them and that they turn us on so much and we want them so much that things actually just kind of happen and that we don't actually have to agree
to it. Like you never get punched in the face.
Exactly. It's not just sheer violence. It's not because they don't literally care. Exactly. That's just violence and awful. And that's why women are afraid to talk about. Right. They don't want to be drugged. They don't want something that they don't consent to.
Yes.
It's just that they sometimes want somebody else to read their mind that they want it.
Before we let you go, did you read about the latest Harvey Weinstein accusation?
No, I get so depressed by all of this stuff.
Okay. We've decided not to talk about it on the air, but I suggest it is the most vile thing I've ever heard. Great. So I do recommend that you Google it and take a look.
Ruin my day respect him.
All right.
Okay. Well, can we go back? So people buy. Look, I brought Halloween costumes, right?
You've got them at your
store. Super cute. I've got super cute Halloween costumes. They should be recycled. They should be sexy play. Even if you're just staying home that night because you've got young kids, dress up. Let her feel sexy, because I promise, like, we want to be sexy, and then we want it, what we wear affects what how we feel, and we really want somebody to sweep us off our feet. Okay. A lot of us do. And so just...
You don't want to just be stuck in the garbage disposal.
Well, you could sweep me off my feet if I was stuck someplace too, but yeah, all sorts of different things. But seriously, just so bring your partner to Darling Way. Make sure she gets something really pretty and sexy and she feels good, because it's going to pay off. Get some fun stuff. Trick-or-treating should be so much more than just candy for the kids. And anyway, that's what I want people to
It should
to
be
have.
Candy for adults too.
All right, tell the all people about your store.
All candy. So the store is Darling Way in the Heights, 3423 White Oak Drive. Cute little cottage, all about fun, flirty, and frisky, unlike anything you've probably ever seen. And it's amazing. Oh, did I tell you? I had somebody come in. Sorry. Do I have a second?
You better hurry.
You better. I had a couple come in on Saturday. She walks in a wedding dress. We look at her and we go, are you going to a Halloween party or something? And she's like, no, we just got married. They got married that day. He had planned. They were leaving for their honeymoon the next day. He had planned to bring her to Darling Way that night so that she could get some pretty things to wear for her honeymoon and everything. They could have nice. Some fun things. They were the cutest couple. I was so honored and touched. So, of course, I'm like, okay. I've got to give you something for your honeymoon.
You gave him a foxtail.
Well, no. I was like, I'm going to give you lube. I said, everybody, of course, right? I talk about all the time. Every groom should be responsible for bringing lube. And he's like, oh, no, we've got it. I'm like, you are amazing. How do you have lube? And he said, I heard you with Fred and AJ. And I listened.
Yes.
I was like, what a winner. We're making a difference, right?
Absolutely.
This was the coolest thing. This couple, I told Monica, okay, I don't care where they live in the future, where I am. They can call me. They can email me. They will never, ever, ever, ever settle for boring married sex.
I've always,
and they will
I've always
be happy
that
and I'm touched.
I make a big difference in the real world.
You do.
I do. Like, sometimes I think, oh. How am I really changing the world? But then I hear stories like this and I'm convinced.
We really are.
I'm a miracle worker.
Actually, and on the show, so this, you know, radio guru guy that was on, Michael Harrison, with me last week, he actually talked about you and Fred and talked about how cool it was and amazing that you guys let me be on the show and let me talk about this stuff.
He's
and
right.
Yeah, he really is.
He's right. We're
he's
awesome.
If I haven't said that on air, you are both.
Absolutely. We're the best.
You're my heroes.
I'm the best. Fred's the second best.
I think you're both tied.
And Jong watches really disgusting stuff.
Awesome. And Jong is wonderful and puts up with me, even though I think he doesn't have a clue what to do with me. I don't know. Maybe I scare him like I scare Fred.
Probably so. All right, guys. I've got to go to something way on the other end of the erotic scale. My computer career, working in IT. But there's a lot of great things about it. And if you want to work with computers, you want to make that big money, you want to work in the AC, you want to not have a crappy boss, well, it's not too late. You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career could work for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career will get you trained for the high-demand field of IT, and you can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. How crazy is that? Attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu. So we'll piss off the neighbors.
Hey guys, got to tell you about my bookie. Want to get in on the action of the game tonight? Well, if you missed the start of the Rockets game, you want to get in on that? They got in-game. They got all kinds of stuff. Baseball, hockey, NFL, college football, you name it. My bookie is the industry-leading sports book that hooks you up for all your betting needs. My bookie has the best odds in action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? My bookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And they've got a great race book, too, if you want to get in there and do that. And how about this? Get your first deposit. You're going to score. Call 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code FRED. You can also sign up online right on your phone. That's simple. Just visit mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best. Only at MyBookie. That big win MyBookie has you covered with. The fastest online payouts in the business when you score. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387. Mention promo code FRED and they'll throw in an extra 50% on your initial deposit. That's my bookie.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One more time. I have to tell you, I already did that, didn't I? Never mind.
Yeah, not doing it again.
I've got so much stuff that I'm doing here that I've...
John, you feel like Fred's lost. You feel like Fred's fed up with this day?
A little bit, but yeah. Hopefully the Astros will, you know.
Oh, if the Astros lose tonight, he's...
don't say that.
Oh, he's going to be intolerable
tomorrow. No, then I'm going to be hoping for a sweep so that I'm done with this crap.
It's driving traffic to the map, Fred.
It is
Come
driving
on.
Traffic to the map. I'm happy that they're in there, and I hope they win. I do.
Who do you like better right now, me or Craig Koshkin?
I'm not talking about any of this off-air stuff, okay? That's we're not having that discussion.
You're not pulling the curtain back?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's how I know you're salty.
But my video's ready, and now I've got to figure out a way to... Never mind. I'm not talking about any of this stuff.
Did you know that Fats Domino died today?
I did.
I didn't even know
is
that.
Is he on the...
I don't think Jung put him on the death list.
No, I forgot.
Poor Fats.
Yeah. Ain't that a shame?
Yep. Tears fall like rain.
All right. Here are your deaths. Steve Dillon, the English comic book artist who did Preacher, died last year at 54.
Never heard of him.
I never heard him either, but I've heard of Preacher. I don't know if I'm out on that show or not. I'm kind of like iffy on it.
I have the last season, or I guess last half season, whatever they did, on my DVR. I haven't even watched it.
Yeah,
I haven't even thought about watching
it. It was better than the end of the first season.
Okay.
Up until the end of this one, and it just kind of like, I don't know, man. Okay, 2010, Paul the Octopus, the World Cup octopus.
Oh, I hated that octopus. Yeah. I'm kind of glad it died.
Let's see. Only one pope, Bonifacio V in 1625.
Bonifacio V.
Here's your sports figures. 2006, Joe Negro, American baseball player.
Former Smoking
Astro.
Joe, they called him, right?
Yeah.
Or Scuffing Joe.
And then he was dead Joe. 2004, Ricky Hendrick, American race car team owner.
That's Juggalo Trey's
I'm sure he knows all
head.
About that.
Yep. It says born 1980. Was he really 24 when he died?
I don't know. I guess that was a kid. I think he was. Yeah,
but he was a race car team owner.
Well, he was an owner. His dad owned it, but he owned part of it too. I thought.
Boy,
I'm not sure. You'll have to ask Trey. Trey knows all that
Trey
stuff.
Would
I
know.
Don't. He knows his dead NASCAR guys. The only thing I know is that there's a dead Earnhardt. Wow. 1991, Lori Ray Matthews was crushed to death by an artist's 485-pound umbrella. That's a hell of a way to die.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm slinging in the rain. I don't know.
How long was she stuck under that umbrella?
Yeah. All right.
Nothing?
I don't...
Come on!
I just want the show to be over with today. I really do.
That was such a good stuck joke, and you're just like...
I know. I missed out on it. All right. Where was I? Christian Dior died in 1957.
Juggalo Trey knows a lot about fashion design, too. NASCAR and fashion design, Juggalo Trey's, I would call him his strength.
Here's your best deaths. 2006, Red Auerbach. Dead at 89. Good run.
He did a lot for red people.
He did. Rosa Parks did a lot for black people.
Yes.
2005, 92. As did Jackie Robinson, 1972.
Yes. Look, blacks and reds. Everybody was happy. Yeah. Or everybody was sad.
Yeah,
this
well,
week.
But we honor them.
We honor them.
All right, and now what about blondes? Because here's your dead porn star. 1959, Blonde Dolly.
How do you know she was blonde?
That's her name. Her real name is Sybil A.J. Niemans.
Ooh. That sounds like a...
1959. She's actually a society prostitute, more so than a porn star.
Oh, then that's either syphilis or murder.
Or murder by syphilis.
I'll go syphilis.
Murder by strangulation.
Oh, man.
You should have gone with your second gut feeling. Never go with your first gut feeling.
Well, didn't I say that's either murder or syphilis?
Yeah.
So I should have gone with my first gut feeling.
I thought you did syphilis or murder.
I don't know. Check the tape.
I was only half-assed paying attention, to be honest with you.
You didn't care what I said.
It is. All right. We'll try to be better tomorrow.
Hey, Fred. I hope your night goes really well, man.
Bleep off, pal.
Nothing some Whitmire single barrel won't fix.
Yeah, I know, except I can't really do that because I got work to do all night.
Oh, you can hit post.
I will be in tomorrow early to do the 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock hour with Nate Griffin unless I get bumped. So, all right. Jung Lee, great job. AJ Hoffman, great job.
Juggalo Trey, great job.
Beth, great job.
Craig Koshkin, great job.
Stay sportsy, bitches.